turn around. And if you see my reflection in a snow-covered hill, landslide brought it down.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Sounds Like Nonsense, and my name is Roman. November 17th, 2012. Holidays. National Baklava Day. National Hiking Day. National Homemade Bread Day. National Take a Hike Day. National Unfriend Day. And World Prematurity Day. I had nothing to work with. Absolutely nothing. I thought about doing, like, a friendship thing, like a friendship, not friendship, and maybe I'd like play musicians who hate each other now, but I couldn't make it work. So instead, we're just doing Under the Covers, which was something I had in my back pocket for just such an occasion. So all day, well, all show, we're doing covers of songs that I like. So here is Boys of Summer, originally performed by Don Henley, as covered by the Ataris.
Nobody on the road. Nobody on the road.
That was Boys of Summer as covered by the Ataris. Up next is a song that you may not know is a cover. This is Tainted Love by Soft Cell, which was originally recorded in 1964. It was written by Ed Cobb and performed by the Four Preps. Now, a couple of the songs I have here are 50s and 60s songs that were recovered because I like that. I like when someone takes an old song that not many people know about and then apply it to their genre, whichever that is. I'll explain more about that later. But here is Tainted Love by Soft Cell. That was Soft Cell with Tainted Love. Not many people know that's a cover. Up next, this is Bread Fan as performed by Metallica. Now, this is a lesser known one because Bread Fan is the flagship song of Welsh hard rock band The Budgies, which not many people know about, but I think their version of Bread Fan is pretty great. One day I'll play it, but didn't fit in with the theme today, so here's Metallica's cover, and they do a pretty great job. Metallica's cover of Bread Fan. Always very fun. Now, first off, shout out to my cousin Lily up in Massachusetts. Yesterday was her birthday. She turned 14. Happy birthday, Lily. Happy belated birthday. This next one needs explaining because everyone who knows Led Zeppelin knows Dazed and Confused. But what they don't know is that it was based sort of off a song called Dazed and Confused by Jake Holmes, released in 1967. And the Yardbirds, which Jimmy Page was a part of before Led Zeppelin, would frequently cover it with a new arrangement. And this was a big point of contention for a number of years. And then finally, in 2010, Holmes filed a lawsuit against Led Zeppelin, and they had to change it to composed by Jimmy Page, inspired by Jake Holmes. So, man, Led Zeppelin cannot stop getting into legal battles over their music, but they make some good stuff. So here's Dazed and Confused by Led Zeppelin.
Walking for you. Lots of people talk.
Led Zeppelin's Dazed and Confused, technically a cover. Up next, originally by The Fray, this is Over My Head Cable Car, as covered by A Day to Remember on their album Attack of the Killer B-Sides, which has one of my favorite album arts possibly ever. I just love it so much. It's a little cassette tape, looks like an old 50s monster movie. It's great. Here's Over My Head Cable Car, as performed by A Day to Remember.
I never knew that everything was falling through, that everyone I knew was waiting on a cue to turn and run when all I needed was the truth. But that's how it's gonna be. It's counting down and nothing more than apathy. You're ever on the other way to say it's me.
I promise that's as screamy as it gets this week. So, up next, this was originally a Simon and Garfunkel song. This is the Bangles cover of Hazy Shade of Winter.
Become of me.
was the Bangles with Hazy Shade of Winter. So, up next, this is 99 Red Balloons, originally performed by Nina, which is a German band. That was like their only big hit. This is performed by Goldfinger, and the German part, when he just starts singing German out of nowhere, is the best. Here we go.
With the money we got, set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, bugs in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go.
This next one is something of an oddity. Well, so not many people know this, but a lot of string quartets will do covers of famous rock songs. So I have here Smells Like Teen Spirit, as performed by the Vitamin String Quartet. And if you ever want to feel weird about a song that's usually like fast and aggressive, listen to the string quartet version, because it slows it down and it like feels, I don't know, more somber. You'll see what I mean. Here's a Vitamin String Quartet performs Nirvana.
Thank you.
That cut off faster than I was expecting. Anyway, you already heard the first two notes, so no point trying to hide it. This is Jimi Hendrix Experience All Along the Watchtower, originally done by Bob Dylan, but now even he does it the way Jimi Hendrix does it. This is probably one of the best covers, or most well-known covers, in the history of rock music, so we're going to enjoy it together. Here's All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None were level on the mine, nobody
very nice. Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower. Up next, we have Social Distortion covering Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. Not many people know this, but older country music inspired a lot of the modern grunge songs. You can look that up with stuff like Stone Temple Pilots and a few Alice in Chains. A few of them really got inspired by some of that older country stuff because that was what their dads were listening to while they were growing up. And I think that's interesting. So here's Ring of Fire. We'll be right back. All right, so this next one needs a lot of explaining real quick. So I gave myself a challenge this week to try to find the most obscure cover specific to me. So what I came up with is a song from an old PC game that I used to watch my sister play when I was very young. It's called Frogger 2, Swampy's Revenge. This is the Subterranean theme, and it samples from an old 1991 techno beat called Techno Slam by the Techno Group, because they're terrible at naming themselves and their songs. So they sample the riff that you're about to hear in this song from that. So I figured it's a loose connection, but it still works. So here is the most obscure cover I could think of. Frogger 2 Swampy's Revenge, the Subterranean OST. Here we go. And Frogger 2 has such a good soundtrack. Like, it's way better than it has any right to be. Up next, this is Dancing Days, covered by Stone Temple Pilots. This is live. I think they did it on one of Howard Stern's things. I can't remember. Here we go.
I got my flower, I got my
Very nice. All right, this last one is my favorite cover ever out of all of them. I think that it does a really good job balancing the energy that the original version had while at the same time infusing a lot of the new artist's style and the style of what was going on around it at the time. So this is You Keep Me Hanging On as performed by Kim Wilde.
Yeah.
All right, that's my hour. I'm out of time. This was Sounds Like Nonsense. As always, I'm your host, Roman Daniel. I will see you again next week, and enjoy your Sunday.